Zvachim Perkiralef Mishnah, hey, 11:5. To understand this mission, the next one, you have to have a basic understanding of how Tumah and Tahar work with regard to Kalim. So the basic idea is that a Kli is susceptible to Tumah automatically as long as it can function as a Kli. Now, if a Kli becomes Tameh, so there's an Issur D'oraisa bringing such a Kli back into the Azara. Okay? But we just learned that there's a requirement to, if you have to remove the blood or the absorptions or the grease, whatever, of various utensils from the, let's call it the chatas for everything, has to be done in the Azara. So what do you do if you accidentally, or for that matter, intentionally took a garment or a kli that had chatas blood or absorptions of chatas taste or chatas grease on it out of the Azara, and now you have to bring it back in for laundering or cleaning, but it became tummy while it was out of bounds. So what do you do? So the answer is, you're going to break the kli. If you break a kli, and the definition of breaking a kli means that it can't serve the function that it originally was designed to do, so then it loses its status of being a kli, and therefore it loses its tumah. So that means, if you have a shirt, it was got chata's blood on it, you took it outside of the Azara, you have to bring it back in to launder it. If while it's outside it touched a dead rat, now it's tummy. What are you going to do? So you're going to tear the shirt, tearing the majority of the length of the shirt. Then it becomes broken. It can't function as a shirt anymore. And therefore, it loses tumah status. Now, the problem is the verse requires that you launder the beged, which is a kli, in the Azara. So the answer is, if you just tear it partially, like halfway, or a majority, but not fully, so it certainly can't function in its original function as was imagined, because it's mostly broken, but it certainly can be repurposed for a different purpose. You could say, well, yeah, it's not good anymore as a shirt, but I could use it as a, as a shade from the sun, I could use it as a blanket for my baby. You can repurpose, a patch from my elbow that got a hole in it or something, whatever. So the point is that you could repurpose fabric, and it can become a kabbal tumah all over again, so it's still a kli, or potential kli, it's a royal kabbal tumah, kind of like we had a couple of Mishnahs ago about like the animal hide that hasn't decided yet that it's going to be used as is or not. So the same idea. But if you turn it into a new kli, it doesn't matter because the old tumah is gone. Okay, so that's the gist of how our Mishnah is going to deal with the various cases here. So inside it says as follows. Beged shiyatza chutz l'kelayim. If you had a garment and the garment had the blood of a chatas on it and therefore it has to be laundered inside the Azara, but you took it out of the kilayim. Kilayim means the curtains. A reference again to what was going on in the Mishkan, which had curtains surrounding the chatzer. The analog in the Beis Hamikdash was the walls around the Azara. We've seen this already a few times. So if it went out of bounds, so then nichnas umechabso b'makom kadosh. You have to bring it back inside. I'm not sure the exact grammar here. Nichnas means it comes back in. I'm not perfectly sure what it doesn't say, machnis, bring it back in, but anyways, nechnas has to come back in, umechabso, and then you're going to launder it inside the Azara, b'machom kadosh, as required by the pasuk. But now, nitma chutz l'kelayim, if while it was out of bounds, beyond the walls of the Azara, or the curtains of the Mishkan, it became tamei, so you can't just bring it back in, because there's an isser for bringing a tamei kli into the Azara. So therefore, koro, you'll tear it most of the way. By tearing it most of the way, a majority of the thing is now torn, so then now it loses its original kli status, it becomes tahor, but it could be repurposed, and therefore, nechnas u'mechabzu b'makom kadosh, you'll bring it back into the Azara, you'll launder it as is, and it really is can be considered a beged still, because it could be used for a different purpose, like as a blanket for a baby, or a patch for, a tear on your jacket or something. Similarly, kli cheres, that we saw that there's an obligation to smash an earthenware vessel that had either the residue or the absorptions of kachim, after the deadline, it becomes nosar. So then, if that kli cheres sheyatza chutz the kilayim is brought out of bounds, beyond the curtains, beyond the walls of the Azara, so then, nichnas v'shover b'makom kadosh, you got to bring it back in and smash it inside the Azara. Nitma chutz the kilayim, if while it was out of bounds, it became tamei. So what are you going to do? Now, I should have actually said this before. I should have said a moment ago. When it comes to the beged, if I tell you, oh, the beged's tummy, you can't bring in the Azara, your first reaction should have been, okay, so put it in the mikvah. And that'll become tar, and you can bring it in. The problem is putting a beged in the mikvah essentially will begin the laundering process, and you're not allowed to do any laundering at all. Since you take some of the blood off of the mikvah, that's prohibited by the Torah, because it has to be done inside the Azara, like we said up to now. So therefore, that's why the mikvah's not an option. When it comes to kli cheres, Mikvah is certainly not an option, because mikvah doesn't even make a kli cheres tahor. Only shvir, only smashing it does. And therefore, what are you going to do? You can't smash it fully, because then it loses its kli status, and it won't be the kli to be smashed back in the azar. So what do you do? Essentially, you break a little hole in it. By putting a little hole in it, you know, when a person manufactures a jar, he doesn't necessarily know exactly what's inside of it, but he certainly wants it to be like also a pickle jar to hold the pickle brine, and no one makes earthenware jars with holes in the bottom, because then their function is limited. So here was a jar. It was an earthenware vessel that had some residue from carbon inside of it. So now it has to be brought in and smashed over there past the deadline because it became nosar. If it gets a little hole in the bottom of the jar, it stops being functional for the original function it was created for. Therefore, it loses the tumah. But you could repurpose it to hold bigger things. You could now hold dry figs inside of it. You can, you know, hold pencil erasers. You could hide gumballs. I don't know, things that are big in the hole. So it could be repurposed and still, therefore, could be considered a kli. That's what the Mishnah says, therefore. This is kli cheres sheyatza chutz lekelayim nichnas v'shavar b'makom kadosh. If the earthenware vessel was taken out of bounds, bring it back in and smash it in bounds. Nitma chutz lekelayim. If something went inside the kli cheres, which was tame, a dead rat. So now the problem is, what do you do? Nokvo, poke a little hole in the bottom. Once it's been perforated, it no longer functions in the original way. It loses its status, the original designation of kli, therefore loses its tumah. And then the nichnas, bring it back into the azara. And then v'shavar b'makom kadosh, and then you'll smash it in the Azara to fulfill your obligation.